And welcome back to the second hour of The Story Behind the Story. I'm your host, Dr. A. Truwalt, with my special guest, Dr. Mike Castle. You know, Mike, I got to tell you that not many guests will be able to handle my next question to you, but I'm gonna ask you to give me your thoughts on it because I have an intuitive hunch this is going to be fun for you. You know, we're talking about some very stretching exercises here, okay, as far as your mind getting outside the box. We're right. kind of going a long way around here, but let's look at the concept of time itself, okay?
Right.
Because really when you start understanding these principles, it also relates to time as we know it. Give me right off the cuff, if you can, your best definition of time itself. How would you define time?
Time, in fact, is a matter of moment.
Okay, good. Okay, a matter of moment. Define
a matter of moment. Yeah, we talked about that earlier today. I told you, and it's in my paper that I wrote, the reversing paper. I make just a little passage about that, and I'm always, I'll say, intrigued when I think about that a moment occurs everywhere in the universe at the same time. That's why I say time is a matter of moment.
So that moment is universal, even though
even on
this planet or anywhere in
anywhere.
The vacuum of space. That is,
you don't need a watch.
Yeah. Well, then here's a question. If you had, let's take just a simple example. In Los Angeles, it's an hour behind Southern Utah time. If you had a supersonic plane and you were able to fly in 15 minutes to the different time zone, could you relive that 45 minutes again? Could you basically redo your tasks? Could you basically have gained 45 minutes?
No, actually, the only thing I would gain is the fact that I would allow the sun to touch my cheek again for the same 15, 25 minutes, whatever it takes, that I experienced here over in L.A. So I would be blessed that it touched my cheek again. But see, that sun still kept shining. So it wasn't the same photon energy actinic light combination that came from the sun and with infrared beam.
A moment before.
The moment before.
Before. Good. So let's, you know, let me give you my...
Time is a matter of moment.
Let me give you my definition of time. And time is not only, like you said, a matter of the moment, but it's a measurement of motion. Think about it.
Yes.
You know, if the earth literally stood still, would time stand still? I submit, yes, it would. Because it's a movement. It's a motion of everything gravitational. Experimentation in the zero gravity of space, ladies and gentlemen, has shown that molecules kind of halt. Apples that are not quite ripe stay that way. They're in suspended animation. We're going to talk about this in depth because it's important to understand, I think, how this relates to everything that's being done against us right now. I really think, Dr. Mike, that they're trying to speed up time and to open up some energy portals for some very nefarious activity going on.
One of the things that we found out that I told Dr. Deagle about was that when they turn on the HD wave on a test, my clock and everybody else's clock that I mentioned this to lost 5 minutes.
Let's talk about that.
It's an energy drain.
I knew it. I knew it. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Story Behind the Story. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of this great story. I'm Dr. Atru. I'm with my special guest, Dr. Mike Castle. Now, repeat what you just said right before the break, because it's what I was getting at, and you pegged it. Go ahead,
okay.
Doc.
Hit a home run, huh? Well, that does, because when I say that, I said that to Doc Deagle, and he didn't know what to say. but I did talk to him about it. But my brother and I, it was the day of the HD wave test, the HD high definition test, and the local stations on cable stations, in fact, would play it for the next so many minutes. You know, if you don't have a box yet, this will tell you if your TV goes blank. And all right, so anyways, this was a couple of weeks after that. Talking to my brother on the phone, and he said, hey, you know this HD, you know when they tested that thing? He said, I lost 5 minutes on my battery-operated clock hanging on the wall. He said, that thing just doesn't have, and I just put new batteries in it a couple weeks ago. Oh, really? I got to looking, so did mine.
Mm-hmm.
So, wait a minute. I said, I don't believe in coincidences. I told you that before. There's no such thing as a coincidence. I do not believe. So, be that as it may, the only explanation is it was during that HD wave test. And I said, this is an energy drain. People are complaining about aging so fast. I mean, I'm just aging so fast. I gotta have something to keep me from aging. Because this whole thing is an energy drain as well as an interface, in my opinion.
Yes, that emergency high-definition test, what was activated was the entire network of the Ground Wave Emergency Network, the GWEN towers. Okay, this is a network crisscrossing all of North America, both above ground as well as into the ground, ladies and gentlemen. And it most definitely, I wrote a paper about this, and I sent it out for a peer review on I talk about my peers that are a little bit outside the box, and yep. They said, can't go there. Can't see it. But I said, well, why not? You got to look at the time-space continuum and everything else. If you start messing with these Earth grid cycles, you can stop the time-space continuum for the pulse second. Now, I got to tell you, they hadn't had the experiences that I've had. And frankly, I can understand their reticence to go there, but this was the mid-90s, I had a visit from a gentleman. His last name was Anderson, okay? This is when I was researching the Montauk story, the Montauk Project, and this ties to Mormonism, right, that we talked about on another show.
Right.
This guy shows up and he said, I'm going to tell you my experience with the time-space continuum. Now, he never gave me proof that I could lock away, okay? But he showed me enough that my jaw dropped off the floor and my paradigm, my cognitive dissonance was always forever changed. Because he says the movie Back to the Future, he says the concept of that DeLorean and that he says, really, the truth is, there's a section of the Illuminati, the shadow government, that's already harnessed they have already utilized time travel, both future and past.
Yeah, right, they can walk back and forth.
Yeah, and he showed me. He says, look, here's what I can show you. I can't let you have these, but I can show them to you. Currency and coin of the future. He showed me Ameros. He showed me the world currency. Now, like the concept of the Back to the Future series of shows, my question to him was, well, can you change the future by manipulating the present or understanding the future? Can you, in other words, is it set in stone? Is this Amero? Is this world currency set in stone? And will it have to happen? And this is the concept. He said, absolutely not. This is what...
good answer.
he said, no, because the powers that be want to have the future sewn up. That's why they hate free thinkers. That's why they hate people like you.
Exactly. Critical thinkers are not allowed.
That's right. And I'm saying,
and I despise that word too, allowed.
So he said, you can and you must press forward and change the shadows of the future that I visited. Because every time this happens, where they have manipulated it to make the reality of the future that they visited, there is an infinite number of parallel universe futures. It's like a nexus point. He said, "You can fill." It's the concept of infinity. What they want to see be a summation of all into one future. They hate to see these nexus futures happen. And so you gotta understand, it's so important to do the right thing and stand up and expose this idiocy, this lunacy of.
Well, just imagine how far we can get now, because he told you that you being mono, being by yourself. But what if you brought along a good friend?
Yeah,
hey, I'll join you. I'm a critical thinker, and I'll bend the waves over here a little bit, you know? No, we don't like where we're going, and if it hair lips the governor, we're not going to go there.
he showed me, this is where you really have to step outside the box and realize we're not crazy. The world is...
We're the normal ones. I've already figured that out, Drew.
Yeah, the moment is called the present, and it's a gift. right now is sacred. Every second, every minute, every hour in this time frame right now is critically important. That's what I'm getting at.
I'll just add everywhere.
Yes, everywhere. He actually said, I visited a parallel universe, a parallel dimension, where guess what? Hitler won the war.
Don't want to go there.
Yeah, yeah. He said there are such places because people, you know, we're living in a parallel alternate universe of reality, of time, space, and the continuum of frequency because heroes stood up and made a difference. A little,
right.
little difference, but it made
right.
all the difference, okay?
That space-time continuum, though, when you think about it, in what is going on currently, which is no secret to us, yeah, we understand it. We don't drink your tap water. We don't brush your teeth with fluoride in it. We just avoid these things, but we're able to, in fact, see right through what's going on with the electromagnetic field that surrounds this Earth. The magnetic field, the natural magnetic field, is being bastardized, actually industrialized, I should say, probably commercialized in some places. But what they're doing, they're bending the natural magnetic field to a point where it cannot hold its place in space, making the same print of time-space warp. You know, you see, it looks like it, like, well, those balls are rolling on a screen or something, you know, and you see the mesh, in fact, of space bending to based on gravitational elements and those types of things. That's being modified. That's being, in fact, discharged in such a way that that manipulation of that magnetic field with all this just really powerful electromagnetic energies is, in fact, it is creating an aberration of time on this Earth. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to funnel us in like they do, that would do a pinball machine shot. They're trying to get this thing to click, to do this, to do that, to roll out in a certain pathway which gives them their score.
That's exactly what Anderson told me when he showed me this back in the 90s. He said the chemtrail study. He says all of this is done to lower the mass consciousness and to basically keep the people like the Matrix movie as copper top batteries. quit making them think critically because that lessens the chance of deviation from their projected future goals. And it really is a mass computer program as well, okay?
Exactly.
The Oracle AI, the Promis software, the artificial intelligence of these silicon chips that are so advanced now, ladies and gentlemen, they just want to say, okay, in 2025, here's what we want as our utopian ideal given these parameters. What do we need to do to make it happen? The computer says this. And
okay, Drew, I want you to be sure and do one thing. Start thinking monkey wrench. Monkey wrench.
That's right.
Monkey wrench.
It's
monkey
in the gears.
That's all I think about is things that I just describe as monkey wrenches. Because I don't want to go there.
One, the biggest monkey wrench, ladies and gentlemen, is your faith in Jesus Christ and who he is. Seriously. Because I'm going to tell you the story behind the story, what Anderson shared with me. And I'm telling you, I was just awestruck by what happened. He says, here you have these Satanists. They're the ladies and gentlemen, the very ancestors of the scribes and Pharisees that Christ called serpents and generation of vipers. He wasn't using slang, ladies and gentlemen. He knew who their gene pool was related to.
That's the modern-day connotation of exactly who we've been talking about, too.
That's exactly.
We're
going to
take
a break. I'm gonna leave it. This is a cliffhanger. I'm going to leave it hanging. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to tell you what he explained to me. And you can make your own decisions, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. This is the story behind the story. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed, this is the story behind the story. My special guest today is Dr. Mike Castle, and as I promised, I won't leave you hanging on the cliff too much longer, but I got to finish telling this story. And I keep in mind, this was when I had this interview, which was many hours. It was a full day, well over 8 hours, because we just I was just enthralled with the story. Half of me was saying, oh man, this guy is just a science fiction writer without being grounded. And as soon as I was thinking those thoughts, he would sense what I was thinking and show me proof. I mean, if this was a hoax, why was he hoaxing? Why would he show me future money? Why would he give me these and give me the message that I was important to making the difference in the future by what I do in the present? That was his message to me. And then he went on to explain what he had witnessed and knew firsthand about. Well, again, his name was Anderson, and this was a good 2 years before the movie The Matrix came out. I think it was about 3 years earlier. And when I went and saw The Matrix, I was stunned because, first of all, the name of Neo, Mr. Anderson, he explained the Men in Black, the agents. It was like he'd written the script, and here was the coming out in the movie. So I was enthralled with that, but he said this, he said, the people in charge of this Montauk experiment and the Philadelphia experiment outgrowth of time travel, he explained to me, they know that one man has changed the course of history against them more than any other, and that's Jesus of Nazareth. And so in their warped sense, they now had the ability, they believed, to go back in time and alter history permanently before Christ did his ministry, before he did his sacrifice on the cross, before all of this. They thought they could send a hit team back in time to assassinate him before his mission was accomplished, because in their mind, he was just a man. He was nothing more than that and could easily be destroyed, and people's faith would be altered, and they could again have their utopian ideal. Very interesting concept as he explained it. Here's what he told me. There was a team of three, a trio. They were dressed in the Middle Eastern garb at the time. They dialed in the chamber. They went back through the hole of time and appeared roughly the time well before he began his ministry. He was a world traveler. They knew that. And so they come into his chamber and pull out the guns. They all were armed with guns. They faced him, they said, and each of the three emptied their bullets, their gun clips, into him point blank. And just like in the movie, The Matrix, it had no effect on him. It was like, hello. And he turned and they were shocked at him, and he says, you obviously don't know who I am. He's the one. He says, I am the one. And he taught him, he said, you see, their mission was twofold, was to assassinate him and then collect his blood in a vial, because they had a plan through a genome project to create a clone individual that would be able to use the same blood of the Shroud of Turin DNA and claim to be the Messiah returned, the promised one. So anybody that ever did believe in Christ, which would be minimal after the assassination, would all be shown to be this usurper, false Messiah would be cloned and matched his blood. That was their plan again. Well, when the bullets had no effect, he basically told them, well, my blood is free for all. I know what you're here. I know who you are. I know your plan. But here's my blood is free. And he basically allowed them to a sample of his blood. Then they went back into the time structure to a future lab. And when they opened up the vials of his blood at that point in time, there was such an amazing power of energy in that blood, of pure love, of radiant energy of love, that the entire darkness of that covert lab was destroyed. And he says, that's the reality that I know happened. So he was basically...
Amazing story.
Isn't that just an incredible story?
That just made my day.
I thought it would.
Especially on this day.
It made my day, too. And as he told me this, I said, okay, what's your point, basically? He says, the point is, he is still alive. He is the savior not only of this planet, but many others. He's in very high esteem. There are other galactic individuals, he said, that we have now made contact with, and they're basically wanting people on this planet to know that Christ is the answer. I mean, the love of Christ and the love of his simple gospel. He said, a new gospel I give unto you, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what we're talking about. It's love.
The Pleiadians also recognize the divine creator from where they're at. The Pleiadians.
We're going to be right back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. This is the story behind the story.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Story Behind the Story. I'm your host, Dr. H. Ruat, with my guest, Dr. Mike Castle. Mike, I just want to also just point out that when this Mr. Anderson told me this story, and I was thinking about it for a little while, I asked him this question. I said, so this hit team comes back and tells what happened, and they have this vial of blood. What was the response of the scribes and Pharisees modern day to this news? I mean, one would think that when they see their plan come to naught, can't they admit that they're wrong? That this man, this is God come to earth, that he is who we claimed he is, and stop this madness and come to Christ? He said, that's a good point. No, they got very, very angry. Hostile, angry, making, you know, it's like in a debate where, you know, you go up against somebody that their position is completely untenable.
Right.
And you show them all of the evidence and they're backed into a corner and they realize, you know, they should agree with your position and they just get so violently angry, threaten you with physical harm and everything. How many times has that happened to you?
Logic to them means nothing. Logic yes. means nothing to them. They, in fact, are, as you said, unattainable, but at the same time, they get angry and violent, and it's like they're demonically possessed, and I still contend that that's what we're dealing with, because that's exactly how they behave.
Yeah, it's the point of saying, well, how stupid can the Dark Lord be? I mean, he loses. I mean, it's the ultimate stupidity. I mean, this guy must be an ultimate moron.
I said that so long ago. I said, there's only one thing that ever keeps me going. Only one thing. Why I stand out here and keep talking about the same thing that they don't want me to talk about and just keep telling the truth. I'm just paying forward. But, hey, God wins. That's the only thing that matters. God wins. But why don't they know that? How come they can't get that?
I have to think, well, they have a purpose in doing what they're doing in the plan. I mean, it's like nobody likes to have evil in the life, but how are you going to really appreciate good without evil? How can you appreciate the light the sun in the daytime without the darkness of night? It would be kind of a bland to have vanilla every time, every meal. So I think there's a
I guess that's why God created it. That's why he created the devil, huh?
I created ads to ruin a picnic too. Wait, we've got a caller waiting on hold. Bob in Colorado, thanks for holding. You're on.
Hey, Dr. Ott, it's good to talk to you today. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you?
Fine. I wanted to call, and you were talking about orgone, and darn if it doesn't work. I was stalked by a Satanist here a couple years ago, and I started doing a lot of research on the Internet, and I discovered orgone. And I started making the Tower Busters, you know, the little muffin pan size units, mm-hmm. and gifting
yes.
them. I've gifted them in hundreds of miles in all directions around where I live.
Good for you.
And we used to have a real serious chemtrail problem. Right where I live, it's Ouray County in western Colorado, and it seems to be a focal point for weather patterns that zoom back and forth, well, from west to east across the United States. And it seems to be a real critical area for them to spray. And I never made the big cloud buster or anything like that. I just made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these tower busters that I've dispersed everywhere. Well, one day it was just like out of control. The spraying, there were like 20 jets spraying within sight of our land. So I got all the tower busters that I was making, and I have one of these steel toolboxes, you know, these outdoor job site toolboxes. And I made an array of tower busters on top of it, and I don't know, 50 or 60 of them together as an array in like a concentric circles. And it like a blowtorch, it burned through the chemtrails, and then this hole that burned through got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then every day for about a week, they came back and intensely sprayed this area, and I started telling my neighbors about it. I was a couple miles away sitting on my neighbor's porch that faces my property, and he had been in the Air Force, and he was watching these jets spray, and nothing would stick in like a halo around my house. And since then, all of my neighbors have demanded that I make them tower busters.
There you go. you're actually tapping in with those so-called tower busters. I submit to what T. Henry Murray was documenting. You were tapping into that vast array of energy that's unseen. I would have you go to the Thomas Henry Murray websites that are out there. I mean, a decade or so ago, there was nothing on the Internet, but now there's all kinds of good websites on this T. Henry Murray. See if you don't get some explanations to what's happening.
And, Bob, if I can add, great job. Keep up the good works.
Yes, keep filling those tower busters.
It's so frustrating to look up and watch these bastards do this to us.
Yeah.
And you feel so helpless. You feel like you're a grasshopper in a cornfield and the crop dusters are going by. And when I started doing this, I didn't think it would work. I thought it was corny, hokey. I thought it was, you know, nutcases on the Internet. And I thought, well, you know, and there's a machine shop about 20 miles from here, and they let me have free metal shavings. And then I went to Home Depot and got the resin, and went to the rock shop and got some crystals, and
it was a toolbox.
It worked. It worked.
Was a toolbox made out of metal? Was it steel?
Yeah, it was a big steel box.
Steel. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
But it worked famously. And then since then, all my neighbors have begged all the tower busters from me. I need to start making more. But see, when they come to this area, they still spray. They don't do like they used to do with like a squadron. They'll come through one jet at a time, and then they'll do like a mile-long spray. And then they'll go a couple miles and then do it again. they're trying to downplay it.
Yeah, see,
but they noticed what I was doing, and they were attacking me for a good solid week, and then they gave up.
You're northwest of Denver?
No, I'm on the western slope. I'm about 100 miles south of Grand Junction.
Okay, so
it's out
you're
in the middle of nowhere.
Eastern, but you're western of
Western Denver. Colorado.
Western
yeah.
Colorado.
Yeah,
did
west.
You happen to pick up on the amount of snow you've caused these people? No,
well,
it changes the weather, but it doesn't do it in a manner that, in fact, is destructive. All the Oronur was passivated by the Oregon fountains that you were putting up there.
Another thing you can do is you can bury these things in your garden, and, oh, man, my wife has an organic garden we did this year, all heirloom seeds.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, you never saw so much food.
Bushel boxes
of food. I mean, organic vegetables. We're just giving them to anybody who wants them because the garden produced so much food, we didn't know what to do with it.
Well, in my last paper, Bob, I wrote something, I call it the reversing paper, reversing systemic origins of the pseudo-earth. I got in there something called orgone in a bucket, and it's just making an orgone generator that you put in your garden, in your greenhouse, and carry your water that you use to water your plants with in this bucket, or just leave it out there underneath the pole beans or the basil or the tomato plants or whatever. You wouldn't believe how this continues to propagate that orgone field just in a greenhouse, a garden. It's just amazing what it does, as you just said.
No,
but it is amazing, isn't it?
I was a total skeptic, but I thought I'd try it. I mean, it's an inexpensive thing to do.
Right.
And now I have orgone all around our property, buried everywhere, in all the windowsills, everywhere.
Well,
and I still have people looking me up that heard about me through the grapevine that want more. So I think I'll make some more batches.
You're in a very important area, by the way. That's a major reptilian base under the DIA airport and into the western, between your area and then and eastern Utah, and there's a major base being constructed.
Under Delta, Colorado, there's rumored to be an underground base.
Just know that you, in fact, are doing your part in making sure you screw up anything that comes their way digitally. If it comes digital, it's going to mess it up.
And
we've got evidence
that works. One night we were standing out, this was years before the orgone, we were standing outside our house, my wife and son and I, and we had a campfire out in the yard. We live out in the country, and we were, you know, just having a nice family time, you know, watching the stars, and a jet flew over and sprayed about a 5 mile long cloud, and this is 8 or 9 o'clock in the evening, and it was one of these obnoxious things that spreads out really
mm-hmm.
fast.
Right.
And then what happened, somebody up in Dracona must have turned on the generator, and this cloud, it was the strangest thing. It was like an oscilloscope screen. It would make wave patterns go in all different directions, and it would start making geometric shapes and all sorts of things. My wife and son were scared, and if you pray sincerely in Jesus Christ's name and rebuke these things, well, this time the cloud disintegrated. It was like a foggy morning with ground fog, and the sun comes out, and then it's gone. It just evaporated away to nothing. And then we went on with our marshmallow roast out in the yard.
That's an amazing story.
I've prayed for, you know, riches and different things and a bigger house and more money. And those kind of prayers, I think God just smiles. And it's like the little kid that wants, you know, chocolate for dinner.
I was going to say, you know, what a waste of prayer, right?
I pray to damn the works of these evil ones that are destroying us and our planet, he hears me, and I think he's waiting for us to call on him to help us.
I think he is, too. And what we do is, in fact, pray for good, fresh, non-contaminated, non-polluted rain fall upon us and the foods that we eat and that we grow and that we share with others. And the waters are good and not polluted, not contaminated. And in fact, if we pray for things like that, you know, if you just pray, it will change the way ice crystals form.
Well,
yes, indeed. Yes, it happens. And it's not praying out of fear base either. You got to learn how to how to
bring out a love.
The ancient ones. Yeah, it's envisioning the positive results. Okay, you pray for wealth or pray for money. It's the premise of your prayer is that you don't have enough. Okay, you know, you should realize that you've got everything that you need right now in your life. And you first of all must have a spirit of thanksgiving and bless creation that you've been blessed, because you have.
So well said.
And then you just envision what is part of your mental goal, because that envisionment in your brain is the ultimate silent prayer.
One more thing that has worked well for me, and this is for the listeners too, is we started with this activism thing after 9/11. I'm a veteran, and I've been around, and I've seen a lot of things happen. But after 9/11, that kind of was the jolt that woke me up. And I became an activist right away and handed out thousands of first VHS and then DVDs. And this guy, we used to have a home in Colorado Springs. We moved out of there. But this guy came. My wife and I would sit on our front porch every day, and he would come and sit on our front porch with us. And we found out that he was a high-level Mason, and he was in the financial industry, and he was a very busy man, a mover and shaker, but he had all the time in the world to sit on our front porch with us and find out what makes us tick. And many, many times, I would invite him into the house. Well, would you like to come in and have a cup of coffee, or we're about to have lunch, or this or that?
He wouldn't do it.
He wouldn't do it. What we had done when we had moved in that house is you get yourself some extra virgin olive oil, the purest you can get, bless it in Jesus Christ's name, and take a little bit of this oil on your fingertips and rub it on the doorpost and lintels, which would be the door jamb of your doors, entry doors to your house, and smear some of this oil just like the Israelites did with the Passover blood.
Right.
And the spirit of the death angel passed over, and those houses didn't have any death in those houses, but pray for God in Jesus' name to stop any evil from entering in your house and piggybacking in with demons or anything else. One time this guy was going to come in this house, in our house in Colorado Springs, and there was a garage that went from, we had a three-car garage and then a door that went into the living room from the three-car garage. Well, he was following me, and he stepped up the steps and stopped in the doorway at the top step and just stood there looking at the door jamb for 5 minutes. Well, I went and got what I was going to show him and came back out. He wanted to follow me into the house. He just couldn't.
Yeah, he probably had a piggyback walk-in on him.
There is so much power in the name of Jesus Christ, and it's the ultimate defense for us in these days.
Our moment is coming.
Well, our moment is now as well.
Anyway, that's all I had. I just wanted to share
that
you were going to
work. Thanks so much. Great call. Thank you.
Thanks,
oh, golly, we got our friend Don Nikoloff waiting on the line as well. Don, are you with us?
Yes, hi. Hello,
Don.
Drew.
Hello,
and,
Don.
Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Don.
Great show today. I wanted to chime in briefly, very briefly.
I was going to say earlier, I bet you were out there just jumping up and down, weren't you?
Well, this is right up my alley.
We're almost out of time. Go ahead, Don.
With the topic of silt and their participation in removing chemtrails from the sky.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard about that?
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier, the ability to repulse this with these orgone fountains. That's what they are. They're just orgone fountains, which, and I now know that if you put those underneath a really large old-growth tree, like a big old 4-foot diameter maple, something like that, you know, where I live, we got one out here, and that is the amplifier for this machine. I can't really call it a machine because it doesn't really move.
Yeah,
but and it repulses the trails like you would not believe.
Yeah, what I'm referring to, I mean, I make orgone accumulators and generators myself, the larger ones, actually. And I've been able to get them to be effective as much as 200 miles.
Right.
Making a one- or a two-gallon version.
Yeah.
It's amazing if you load them with crystals in the pipes. I'm talking about the version with the pipes.
Right.
But I'm referring to a metaphysical phenomenon that's going on, and it's ET in origin, and the
right.
Sylphs are ethereal entities that come here with the purpose of cleaning up the atmosphere. And we have them on photographs. Ken Adachi and I have been doing a study. Ken has published an enormous volume of photographs of this occurring. Now, when I had a recent visit to True's house, and on my flight back, when we went above the cloud cover, and I'd have to tell you, the whole of the United States was covered by clouds. There were sylphs on the top layer of the clouds, right up against the blue sky, above the clouds, in other words, at about 40,000 feet. It was amazing, and I didn't have my camera available, or I had taken some pictures of it. It was phenomenal.
That's an amazing story. I wasn't aware of that.
We'll be yes. right back after these messages, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to take a break. Don, hold the phone. We'll be right back. There's no shortcut home. There's no easy way out. Giving in can't be wrong.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is, again, the story behind the story. Special guest today is Dr. Mike Castle. Don, you were making a point as we were led to the break. Go ahead and finish. Keep in mind, we just have a short section here of a little bit less than 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Yes, I just wanted to describe the phenomenon and the process involved. You can merely summon sylphs by asking the spirit beings, the elemental beings from the light, to come and assist in removing the chemtrails. After you make that request, you just keep your eye on the chemtrails, and you will begin to see the trails breaking up, evaporating, and actually taking on images that you can recognize as faces of people or animals. Sometimes you'll see these in color. And Ken and I have been analyzing hundreds and hundreds of pictures, cropping them out, showing these phenomenon. It sounds crazy, but I'm telling you.
No, Don, if I can add, I've seen those images many, many, many times. I did not know that that was the process, though. But
yes,
that is something that. And, you, and how are you spelling that? S I L T H.
S Y L P H.
S S Y L T H.
That's correct.
Okay. No, I didn't know that, but I always knew that there was something else at work, but I wasn't certain what it was. I mean, I'm going on my own learned ability of everything that I've been doing, and when I noticed this, I was just like, there's something else at work, and I always thought maybe it was because nature was coming back. Nature was also fighting back. I was invigorating nature just by doing what I was doing, and they were fighting back even more powerfully. Well, now I know that there's an explanation behind some of this. Is that the same that possibly Jesus, in fact, talked to when he said, be still, when he talked about the winds and the waves and the lightning and all of this activity coming when he was crossing the lake? Was that the same thing that he was talking to? Because it seemed like he was talking someone.
He was talking to the dark side. You see, that would have been Satan that had created that, just like the dark side now is spraying chemtrails, okay,
right,
and bombarding us with electromagnetic radiation and all sorts of unseen technologies. So,
thank you for that.
This is the dichotomy. This is from the light, from the angelic realm that this is occurring. And it's through prayer as well. They'll come. I was astounded to see this going on without my having summoned them, to see them up on the tops of the clouds at 40,000 feet. It was amazing.
I wish I had taken some photographs of clouds, but back in the early 2000s, I, in fact, avowed never to take nor look at another chemtrail picture in my life. I was sick of it. I couldn't stand to see it. But I was wishing that I would have taken some photographs of some of these images and faces. Some of them are just so accurate.
Yes.
I've seen one of Abraham Lincoln. I did not know personally what he looked like, only from his photographs. But that was Abraham. I wonder if anybody else is looking at that.
Well, Kim, Kenadati and I.
It was one of those things.
Are really doing a lot of exposés on this very topic. So I urge you to go to his site. I've got a chemtrail page on my site that I need to update, but we've got photographs of these.
That is amazing, Don. Well, we were talking about earlier, though, was that there is a very universal blessing in presence of Jesus Christ and God.
Yes.
And there are sectors that, in fact, are adverse to that, and there are those that, in fact, are much like us created in God's image humans that are not. But it seems like they're always reptilian, serpentine, a droid of some sort, Drac.
We've got to go. We're running out of time, unfortunately. Gentlemen, this has been the story behind the story. Let's have you both back soon. We'll be right back.
With recent internet.